I want to start today's podcast with some good news. Of more than the 500 cases in India, 40 have recovered. That number is going up steadily. Yesterday, that number was 24, and then it became 34 by evening. This morning, it was 37. Now it stands at 40. That number, in fact, is going up steadily, and that's great news to begin with. I am Sneha Muldani and I have been covering COVID-19 ever since China approached the World Health Organization with news of Wuhan pneumonia on the 31st of December last year. Today, let's talk about India's preparedness. 119 government labs are ready. They are ready to test samples for COVID-19. Some of them are operational already, 104 of them. Labs that are in the process of getting operational, that number stands at 15. 26 private labs are also now functional in India. That's great news as well, given the fact that 12 were functional just 24 hours ago. The number has doubled, really. This list is available on the website, on the Indian Council of Medical Research website. It's easily there, so if anybody wants to access it, they can check it out there. Meanwhile, the other issue that we want to talk about today is the use of hydroxychloroquine. Meanwhile, we want to talk about this because in days to come, this is going to be used by healthcare workers who are treating COVID-19 patients. It's also going to be used in households where there is a COVID-19 patient and the caretaker of the patient may just get an opportunity to use this. It is a medication used for prevention of certain types of malaria, for treatment of malaria. But for COVID-19, it only can be used for prevention. It's a drug that has existed for many, many years. The Lancet Global Health has explored its therapeutic properties, and it says that the drug has shown antiviral activity in vitro against coronaviruses, and specifically SARS-CoV-2, the virus, which causes COVID-19. That's good news. So why are we talking about this drug right now again? The Indian Council of Medical Research has approved the use of this drug for the prevention of COVID-19, only for prevention, only for healthcare workers. Nobody can hoard this medicine. It is not to be sold without prescription. Anybody making an attempt to go buy this medication over the counter is not doing the right thing. It's an anti-malarial drug, which is actually also used by some patients to treat their lupus or arthritis. It's going to lead to a lot of shortage in India if it is hoarded, and it's going to be a real problem for these patients as well. It's a powerful medicine with serious side effects. Like ventilators and masks, it is a medical resource the country needs, remember, please, to learn to manage this COVID-19 infection, the menace. The roles of chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine in management of COVID-19 is still being explored by the scientific community. There have been poisonings in Nigeria and elsewhere. So please do not even make an attempt, because several attempts have been made by people in countries world over where this drug is being used to prevent COVID-19. Please do not use it. No to self-medication. No to panic. No to WhatsApp rumors. Please consume your information from reputed news sites and agencies. Always adhere to the rules. If there are self-quarantine rules, if there are rules that ask for social distancing, which there are in place already, the government is doing its best and we have to cooperate. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.